well and blessed people, the Lord Jehovah has spoken with me this first night. A very, very serious conversation. And this first night, the Lord Almighty took me into heaven. God Almighty, Jehovah Elohim, the mighty God of Israel, the most dreadful God of Israel, this past night he took me into heaven, the powerful God of Israel. And then, while in glory inside heaven, the Lord took me into his throne room, and at that place, he took the leaves of the tree of life. He plucked them and placed them in my hands. And then he said, these are for the healing of the nations. Go prepare the way for the glorious coming of the Messiah. And then while I am still inside heaven, I saw the leaves flourish from my hands. And they actually became trees. They became a huge forest. A huge forest, very fresh, huge forest with very powerful green, healthy leaves. They grew into trees and became a huge forest. And so that means the eternal blood of Jesus is going to flow in a very mighty way in India. There's going to be a very massive visitation in India. As you're aware, we're right now on our way to India, the India revival. And so there's going to be very massive visitation beginning from Kenya here. Cripples are going to get up and walk away. The blind eyes are going to pop open and see light for the first time. The deaf ears are going to pop open so they can hear for the first time. And it's going to be very massive. All diseases under the sun are going to be healed. Beginning from Kenya here on this final stretch towards India. And all the way up to Rio de Janeiro. So this is a very, very powerful time in the life and the history of the church. At which the Lord is speaking in a very mighty way. The Lord has gained direct contact with the Church of Christ on the earth. And is ministering in a very mighty way using his servants. Directly in touch with eternity, the eternal state. Directly in touch with glory, the throne of God Almighty. This is very historic and very stunning also. And that's why the Lord is urging all people to take advantage of this. Take advantage of this very powerful contact that he has opened up between the throne of God Almighty in heaven and this world, that you may be able to redirect your eternity and spend eternity with God Almighty. He has opened such a very unusual portal. He has opened a very special door to this generation. You saw the manner of conversation that took place yesterday, the way the Lord ministered about the coming of the Messiah to the nations of the earth yesterday at the conference, at the commissioning of the clergy, the senior most clergy in this land. So the mighty God of Israel, he has opened up a very, very powerful portal to eternity, into the glorious eternal kingdom of God Almighty, the tremendous God of Israel. And so all people should capitalize on this and make principle of this and prepare very well for the glorious coming of the Messiah, and also prepare to enter into the eternal state. Right now, the deliberations on entry into the eternal state are being made. This is the moment at which everyone is determining their eternity, where they want to spend their eternity. Those who listen to this voice, the voice of the Lord himself, the voice of the throne of God Almighty himself, the voice of heaven on the earth, they will enter into the kingdom of heaven and see glory. But those that will disobey, it will be unbearable in the lake of fire. Remember, eternity in the lake of fire is a very unbelievable time. It's a very, very long, long, long time. But the God of Israel has opened up this portal. And look now, he has anointed his servants afresh again with a fresher anointing, a newer anointing, a mightier anointing, even as they head to India. And Kenya will start benefiting, being the beneficiary from here. Cripples will walk, get up and walk away. Their legs strengthen, their muscles strengthen, their fibers strengthen, their nerves strengthen, and walking and balancing, walking and falling, get up again and balance and move on now until they run. And this will happen all the way, beginning from here into India. So the India revival is going to be very massive. God Almighty, this first night, he has taken me into the glorious kingdom of heaven, into his throne room, deep into the throne room, very, very severe, very, very dreadful place of people. And so, this morning, because you know that the meeting yesterday, there was a big, big meeting here, that ended up here with a very big dinner and everything. So, everything ended this morning about 5 o'clock. But immediately, I came in. Then the Lord lifted me up into the kingdom of God, the God of Israel. He lifted me up into his kingdom, into the kingdom of heaven, and spoke this tremendous conversation of revival and preparing the way for the glorious coming of the Messiah. So the Messiah is coming. Let all people be ready. Always be prepared. Remember the imminency of his coming, of his return. The imminency of his return dictates that you don't have to wait for any sign, that you don't have to wait for anything to be fulfilled, any prophecy to be fulfilled, any sign to be materialized, realized. Before he comes, he can come at any time. And that's a very, very powerful thing. And yesterday you saw how the Lord took time. And God Almighty, the God of Israel, spoke very powerfully using his servants yesterday to the church on the matter of the rapture of the church and the requisite preparedness. You saw the Lord saying yesterday that this generation needs to prepare for the glorious coming of the Messiah by embracing righteousness and holiness. It's very, very powerful. Ministered very mightily to the nation. Talk to them. Prepare them. Encourage them. Very, very serious. Very, very powerful. And in that conversation you saw the Lord expounding on the rapture of the church. Senior most clergy seated very powerful, very full upstairs in the balcony. And even outside in the tent by a huge screen. Very awesome time in the life of the church. Preparing for the glorious coming of the Messiah. And then the Lord blessed the clergy, blessed the churches, blessed the pastors under them, blessed their jurisdictions. Very awesome. After that, you know, concluded that with a powerful cake, you know, prepared by Yahya Kilimani altar, very mighty. But most importantly, the mission of the Lord for 2024, preparing the church, commissioning the church to prepare. prepare for the glorious coming of the Messiah. Very serious, blessed people. The Messiah is coming. Toda Haverim. Toda Rabba Shalom. Hag Sameh.